Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
Go! And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle, live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, this is Mark Simpson. Join us for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coach's Huddle is brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, the Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls are great hosts once again for the Coach's Huddle. Well, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we'll hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. Tigers are ranked fifth in the state in Class 5A. They returned several key players from last year's team that went 8-3 and advanced to the quarterfinals of the state playoffs. We'll preview the season and scout Cedar Falls opener at Cedar Rapids Prairie coming up on Friday. We'll also find out the latest on the 2023 Waterloo East Trojans with their coach DeCarlos Anderson. East trying to bounce back after a tough season last year. We'll get the latest info on the Trojans and preview Friday's opener against Waterloo West. Now, Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us and talk about the Wahawks' upcoming season. Waterloo West hopes to make a playoff push this season after going 3-6 last year. Now, Coach Moore will also look ahead towards this Friday's game against Waterloo East. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will tell us the latest on his Class 1A 7th-ranked Sailors. Columbus is looking to qualify to the playoffs for the fifth straight year, and we'll learn about this year's Sailors team and preview Friday's season opener at Dyersville Beckman. Got a good show lined up. We're excited to kick off the 2023 season. On the way next, we'll hear from Brad Remmert, the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent
right,
in Cedar
Mark,
Falls. Trust me to take care of all your
seconds.
Auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you,
15 seconds.
Remember, you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunough, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Ready for week one of the high school football season. That'll kick off on Friday evening. And joining us now, he's the head coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, now in his 19th year as the head coach, 29 years with the Tiger program. Brad Remmert, nice enough to join us. And coach, the obvious question, how have you guys been dealing with the extreme heat this week?
It's been a different situation for us, and we've made adjustments. We did go out in it on Monday when it was a little bit, the heat index was down a little bit, but we were in helmets and shoulder pads and shorts. We did practice Tuesday morning at 6 a.m., and today we went indoors over at the Sportsplex. So we've made some adjustments. Kids are handling it well. It's just one of those things you got to battle through. The good thing is these kids are a little bit acclimated to the heat because of all the summer workouts and things that we've had. So it's not a huge adjustment other than bouncing around a little bit with the time changes.
Okay, if you would, first of all, who are your assistant coaches this year?
We're fortunate enough we have great assistant coaches, but a lot of these guys are back and have a lot of experience with our program. Offensively, our assistants are Ken Koltoff, Jake Mueller, and Tyler Sorensen. On the defensive side, Matt Humpel's back, along with Chad Remmert, Paul Wolf, Regis Baskerville, and Colin Klatt. So, again, we feel really good about our coaching staff. We got our film crew here again in Don Fortner and Mark Yusko, and our trainer, Pete Waters. He's been with us for a long time here, is back for another season with us.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach. I got a lot of questions for you, Coach, in a short time. First of all, how many kids are out for football at Cedar Falls this year?
You know, our roster's sitting at approximately 58. When I say that, we've had a couple sophomore kids that have bounced up back and forth. But when you include them, our varsity roster with a few sophomores up, it's going to be right around 58, which is up a few from last year. I think we had 53 last year and got a few other kids to come out this year, a couple that came out as seniors. So excited to get them on board, but we're sitting close to that 60 mark.
Okay, and any idea on letter winners returning or starters?
Absolutely. When you look at, we got 23 kids back that were letter winners from last year. We had a bunch of juniors that played, and part of that was due to a smaller senior class. But we had a lot of juniors come in and do a lot of great things for us, and we've got them back. And you look at starters, you mentioned we've got eight guys on offense. You up front, Jake Peters, Ty Koltoff, and Will Tompkins all started in the offensive line, along with Ethan Beneke at tight end. You've got Logan Rowe, who played receiver. Our quarterback, Tate Hermanson's back. Corin Fuchman, our fullback, is returns, and along with our tailback, Drake Gelhoff. So we've got quite a few kids on offense. Defensively, we have six kids coming back in Drew Campbell, Andrew Legschulte, Ian Bonacamp, Colin Kuhnrott, Drew Gerdes, and Caleb Whelan. All those kids started for us last year as juniors.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, head football coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers, here on the Coach's Huddle. And have you elected captains yet for this year?
We did. We elected captains the other day, and our four captains that are going to be kind of our permanent season captains are going to be Jake Peters, Drew Campbell, Drew Gerdes, and Colin Kuhnrott. And we had a lot of kids receive votes when they picked these. We feel like those guys, we've got excellent captains, but we have some other excellent leaders that are on our team from the things they did in the summer and did in the weight room. So one of the things that we do is during the week, after week one, we'll elect a game captain or two in addition to our four permanent captains. So again, gives those kids the chance to be a part of that process and what the captains do throughout the year.
All right, you got a veteran team. You played a couple extra games last year at the playoffs. Are you ahead of schedule
I just think you come back with experience. When you have as many kids coming back as we do with playing experience, it allows you to kind of get up to speed a little quicker than you normally would, per se, when you don't have quite as an experienced team. But the summer changes things. Being able to work out, we work out twice a week as a football team in addition to our weight workouts, and I think that puts you a little bit ahead of schedule anyway as you get into August. So again, I wouldn't say where we are is we're way ahead of last year, but we feel pretty good with what we have in.
And quarterback again will be Tate Hermanson.
Yeah, Tate's come back. He played some baseball this summer. Coming back as a starter, he started 13 games for us. We brought him up as a sophomore. He played a couple playoff games as a sophomore there, and started all our games, 11 games for us last year. So we're excited to have him back. And with the experienced group around him, you look at the receiving core. Logan Rowe had a real nice year last year. Ethan Beneke, our tight end, had a nice year. So he's got some experience at those receiver positions. When you figure in Caden Smith played last year, and now we added Kate Corbett and Tate Bakula. So we feel like we got an experienced receiving crew, especially with the addition of Kate Corbett to that group.
And Kate Corbett, how tall is he now?
He's a full 6'7". I don't know if he likes it when I call him 6'7", because he thinks he's closer to 6'8", but he's darn close. With shoes on, I guarantee he's a little over 6'8". But it's been nice working with him, getting him back out in a football uniform. He's been a real good basketball player over the years, and excited to get him back in a football uniform to see what he can do.
Well, I would imagine a focal point for the Tigers again will be Drake Gelhaus, who had 1,469 yards rushing last year.
Yeah, he did a nice job. And at the beginning of the season, he might have shared some time with Jacob Keeler, but Jacob Keeler got hurt, so it kind of thrust Drake into the forefront there. He responded well with over 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns, so we're excited to have him back and be a part of that backfield.
Okay, and the Tigers should be strong on the offensive line. You have a lot of guys coming back.
Yeah, Ty Koltoff will be a three-year starter up front. Jake Peters is the same at left tackle. And then Will Tompkins has added some size and weight there. And he's a 6'5", 270-pound junior that played all the games last year at right tackle. So we feel good about the nucleus that's up there. And we just got to find some other guys to mix in at the guard positions and those. And guys are fighting for time. And Connor Best, Daniel Clark, Hayden Bishop. We just got to figure out what our best rotation looks like.
We're talking with Cedar Falls head football coach Brad Remmert. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. How many, seven or nine returners on defense?
There's really six or seven if you count Nolan Plagey, because he got quite a few snaps at corner last year. Up front, we've got three returners in Bonenkamp, Lag, Schulte, and Drew Campbell. And those guys are quality players. We got to keep Lags healthy. His season was cut short a little bit last year. We're excited to have him back and healthy. And you got other kids. Caleb Larson played some last year. Robin Cook's another kid that's fighting for time there, that's a senior in that defensive front. Then you look at our linebackers. Drew Gertis anchors that core, along with Jarrett Keese, who's a junior there, that worked his way into the starting lineup. And Colin Coonrat's going to play kind of a hybrid position there, where he's kind of a safety linebacker type player, and he returns as an all-conference player.
We're getting the lowdown here on the Cedar Falls Tigers special teams.
That's one of those things. The special teams has been a real game changer for us over the years. And Jake Holstein has been a fixture for us, and he's moved on. He's at the Army, the United States Military Academy there, and working on their football team now. So we've got to replace a three-year guy. And there's some candidates out there. Cale Harms has kind of stepped to the forefront. He's only a sophomore with kind of the place kicking, the extra points and field goals. The punting situation, that Jake did a great job. You think of last year flipping the field for us several times. Cooper Patterson's kind of stepped up. He's a junior, stepped up into that role. We got a new long snapper that we feel comfortable with in Cade Steffen, a junior working at that. So we got some new kids in there. Ethan Beneke's going to handle our kickoffs. New kids in there, and they've got a big challenge in front of them, because we've been so consistent with the special teams, and we got to figure out a way to get everybody up to speed and play at that high level.
Well, I'm sure the players are chomping at the bit to finally get a game in after several weeks of practicing. You take on Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Coach, that's got to be a tough preparation. They have a new coach. Kyle Knock is their new coach, longtime OC at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. He takes over for Coach Bliss at Cedar Rapids Prairie. And How difficult is that, kind of that unknown factor going into the game?
Yeah, there's a little unknown, and Coach Knock comes from a coaching family. His dad, Don Knock, was a longtime Kennedy head coach, and when I first got into coaching and we went to the Mississippi Valley Conference, we went up against the Coach Knox Kennedy teams for a long time. So to see his son involved in that, and you know he's going to be a good, well-prepared coach, and trying to not change a real culture, because they've got a winning culture at Prairie. It's how to elevate it to the next level. I know that's what he's trying to get done there, and it'll be different. You're kind of flying blind a little bit into schemes and those things. So we're putting our best guess together of some of the things that they're going to run, and our kids just got to be ready to play good, solid, fundamental football, knowing we might not get exactly what we've prepared for in the last week and a half.
You have a tremendously competitive schedule this year.
Yeah, it is, and it's one of those things that the way they put that up with the whatever they call that, the success model, and then that's just kind of the way it is. And I think somebody told me the other day, I didn't pay it much attention, but they said 8 of the 9 teams on our schedule made the playoffs, with 7 of them in Class 5A and 1 in Class 4A. Liberty, who's now moved up to Iowa City Liberty, moved up. So it's going to be a extremely competitive schedule, and we're not looking – we can't look down the road at all. We got to stare this first one right in our face here with Cedar Rapids Prairie, because it's going to be a big challenge down there. If you look at our games we've had in the last – 4 or 5 years with them, they've all been really hard fought battles and back and forth and that, and we expect nothing different as we head down there on Friday night.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. Didn't want to bring this up, but I have to. Last year Prairie went to the Unidome, kind of dominated the Tigers. They won 24-7. They looked awfully good last year. They've been really good rushing the football.
They have, and they've got a returning tailback from last year that rushed for 500 and some yards and 5 touchdowns. They got a receiver that's really good that had 475 yards and a couple touchdowns. But you allude to that rushing game. That's something they've kind of hung their hat on, and I'm sure it'll be no different. Tough physical kids up front, and we just have to be better offensively than we were last game against them. I think it ended up 24-7, but we just didn't move the ball and finish drives. And I think we got to help our team out by being more consistent, put some points up for that for our defense, and put them in a little bit better position. So, yeah, they got us last year, so I know our kids are chomping to get down there and see if we can't go out and perform a little better than we did in 2022 against them.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, our question of the night, do you have any first game of the season memories during your coaching career? Was there any particular, maybe first game of the year, maybe at a location against an opponent, or something funny that happened at a first game?
I remember we were, when Coach Mitchell was the head coach and Terrence Freeney was playing, so this dates you back into the late 90s. I remember we went down in the same situation with this heat, and Terrence was a young football player for us at the time, was an underclassman, but he rushed for about 250 yards in this heat, and I could just remember looking over at the bench, and there was Coach Mitch fanning him off with a towel to try and get him cooled down and get him ready to go and get out there for the next series or whatever. I hadn't seen Mitch do that before, so he was getting Terrence all prepped and ready to go out for another big series. So that was probably 20 plus years ago, so it's been a while since that happened.
All right, Brad Remmert, thank you as always for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck on Friday at Cedar Rapids Prairie. You can hear that game on our companion station, Cruisin' KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM. Good luck this year.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Mark.
Brad Remmert, head football coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. Coming up next, we'll talk Trojans football with the head coach for Waterloo East, DeCarlos Anderson. When we return, this is the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Peppers on 1650 The Fan.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. For a limited time, buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. And the savings don't stop there. Save on select 3-quart mums. Right now, just two for $12. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/30. Mums offer in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. The number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858 and we'd love to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Mark Simpson with you. We're going to be here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. We get ready for week one of the high school season coming up on Friday. Joining us now, DeCarlos Anderson in his second year as the head coach for Waterloo East. Trojans last year, 0-9, looking to bounce back this year. And coach, you got hired. We've documented this, but it's worth repeating. You got hired very late last year. What lessons did you learn from that first season with the Trojans?
I think it's more or less than anything for me, just from my previous experience. You know, we just didn't have the opportunity to have an off season, so I think that was something that I knew it was going to impact us going through the season. Also, too, having to start preparing in July. You know, which actually gave us field time of less than a month to get ready for a game. So those were things that I knew that were going to be a challenge going into it this year. We got a little better opportunity to prepare for the offseason, made some adjustments coaching-wise. And at this point, man, we're just working, man. So again, we didn't have a lot of success last year as far as the scoreboard is concerned. But for the most part, we're just working hard, man, to get that first victory.
And big question is this week, how have you dealt with the heat?
I think for me, just an old school guy, we just got to make sure we hydrate and do the things that, keep the kids safe. But for the most part, man, we just been going. Unfortunately, we haven't had any issues with it so far. We were advised to put the factory back a little back, so we've been starting at 5, just trying to get the heat to kind of cool down a little bit. But other than that, that's the beauty of football. Not much really cancel the game, if there's a game, we would probably make moderation time rise, but we would play. So I think just preparing the kids for that mentally is kind of how we deal with it.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East here on the Coach's Huddle. Who are your assistants this season?
So we have, this group of coaches coming back. We have Mike Taylor, who's a wide receiver coach, Corey Muhammad, coach by DG. our defensive coordinator, who would be D'Angelo Newman, Coach A.J. Harmon, he's the offensive line coach. And then we also have another offensive line coach by the name of Anthony Nye. On the defensive line, we have Tim Gillum and Tyus Phillips. So we got a wide range of coaches. And then with that, Tyus Phillips and then Tim will also be with our head fall soft coaches, Dan Matt.
How many kids are out for football?
Man, we have about 60 kids right now.
Excellent.
So we have about 60 kids right now. I think that's, you know, pretty good for where we are overall. I think that at this point in time, it's just really working to shift the culture there. And I think that once that culture is shifted, we'll have opportunity to have more. You know, so I think 60 is good to start with. I myself come from a place where we always, you know, we didn't have many kids participating anyway. So, again, games are won or lost, you know, Monday through Thursday, and I think Friday is kind of just a, you know, the opportunity to see if he really got better that week. So,
now, have you selected any your captains yet?
Yeah, so our captains would be, you know, we all, you know, we have some seniors who've been really stepping up, taking a leadership role, and I think that any good team is clear led, right? And so, Landon Swill, who you know, looks forward to having a good season this year.
And he's your quarterback.
He's our quarterback, yep. Adam Muhammad, he's a receiver, also plays safety. Mayfield Hicks, who's a linebacker, also plays tight end. Tui Nye, who is offensive lineman, and then Darian Bates. So he's a DN, tight end guy, too. So.
And do the players or the coaches select your captains?
This year I've done it. You know, I think that, again, for me personally, I've been able to kind of say, hey, these are our guys that are going to lead our team this year just by the work that they put in the offseason. And so, I think that, you know, depending upon how things go, maybe next year we'll see if it could be a player-decided thing. But I think that for me, it was very important for me to identify the guys, you know, who are going to be the guys this year.
Remember last year at our final program, you said, we got to get in the weight room.
Yep.
Did you see during the off season a lot of kids taking advantage of the weight room?
Well, you know, Mark, it's one of the things where it's a part of the expectation. You know, and I think more than anything that when you play a game like football, like it's hard to think about, you know, kids not participating in the weight room or running track and things of that nature. So we got that corrected. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, good participation in, you know, in track and in the weight room. So looking forward to seeing how that transitions to the field this year.
You also said we need improvement up front. O-line, D-line, are you seeing that so far?
Yeah, I think, again, those are the trenches are, you know, where games are won and lost. And so that is exactly why I said the weight room is important. You know, if we got guys who are on the line who are not, you know, physically strong, then, you know, it's only so long before the stronger opponent, you know what I mean, enforces their will. And I think over time, too, regardless of the size of the kid, right, because I know that we also play some teams that didn't really have the size up front that we did, but you can tell those guys up there in the weight room and put in the work because, again, they were able to kind of, again, impose their will over the course of the game.
We're talking with DeCarlos Anderson, the first or the second year head coach for the Waterloo East Trojans. The Iowa High School Athletic Association reshuffled the districts. You're in 4A District 2. Some familiar schools that you faced last year, but a tough district, Western Dubuque, Decorah, Marion, Mason City, and Waverly-Shell Rock.
Yeah, so, you know, again, I think that's something that, you know, for me, I feel like is also an advantage, right? We're playing opponents that we're familiar with, and so having an opportunity to kind of have some film from last year for those guys and then also understand kind of what their, you know, their strengths are and weaknesses are and things that they've done, and so I think that, again, for me, I'm a competitor, man. So I love the opportunity to participate against the best. And so it was a situation where, you know, once I seen that the schedule came out, okay, well, you know, that kind of like, you know, there's really no wild cards as far as, like, people we don't know much about. And so, again, we have some similar guys from last year, and we get opportunity to see how we do this year.
You're going to be part of history, the 111th East-West game coming up Friday. And how exciting is that to play your big rival in the season opener?
I think it's you know, it's definitely a little, it's exciting, but also too, man, it's a little nerve wracking as well, just because, you know, when I had the opportunity to play in that game, it was like the second game, right? So you just got that first game out the way to get the jitters out and make some some tweaks and adjustments. And so this year, you know, kind of, you know, one of those things where we go right into a big game like that. And so just hoping our kids are prepared for that. And we see how it goes, man.
And what's the key in a rivalry game?
I think just staying focused and disciplined, you know, not letting your emotions sway too high either way. There's going to be some ebbs and flows of the game. You know, they have some guys over there as well that can play ball. And so, just, you know, I say all the time, like, you know, football is like a boxing match. You know, we're going to throw punches. We're going to throw punches. And it's really just a matter of, like, you know, how we come back, you know, from those shots.
Okay, and DeCarlos Anderson, head coach of Waterloo East, before we let you go, question of the night. Do you have any favorite first game of the season memories during your coaching career? Was there a memorable game, a memorable moment from a first game of the season that you can think of?
I think, just a lot of football. I think for me, the thing that I remember a lot, because I think a lot, oftentimes, that first game kind of set the tempo for the rest of the season. And so, you know, when I was a young man, I had caught some cramps, and so I had to come out on the play, right? And then that play was the play that the opposition scored on and, you know, ended up costing us the game, right? And so not to blame anybody else, but I just think about that all the time, to where, hey, one play determined everything. And, you know, we finished the season off, but I think that, again, getting that first win is going to help, you know, our kids for our morale, and then also just kind of kickstart the rest of the game for the rest of the season.
DeCarlos Anderson, thank you so much for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Good luck Friday against Waterloo West, and we'll talk with you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mark.
DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East, joining us here on the Coach's Huddle. Next up, we'll hear from Lonnie Moore, longtime coach for Waterloo West. This is the Coach's Huddle live from Peppers on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our Shop, Click, Drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each. Plus, select notebooks are just 35 cents each. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. Ends 8/26. In-store only. Limit 30.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers.
Oh, that's perfect.
We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today.
All right, we're back.
We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. It's the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Mark Simpson with you on this Wednesday night. We'll be here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. We're joined now by the head football coach for Waterloo West. I have you as your 15th year as head coach. Does that sound right?
That sounds right. Okay. Somewhere around there, yeah.
Lonnie Moore joining us. Lonnie, first of all, the obvious question is, how have you dealt with the very hot weather this week?
We just adjusted a little bit and kind of went a little later in the evening just to get a little cooler of the weather. And we just went out there and practiced. So one good thing is we got a chance to kind of practice at the stadium. So we got to be on the turf and things like that. So kids kind of like that. And but we just went a little later in the evening, like today. We went a little later in the evening just to wait till the weather kind of cooled down a little bit.
Who are the assistants helping you out this year? Because I know you always appreciate them.
Yeah, we got some great assistants this year. You know, starting off with our defensive coordinator, which is Nick Rowe, offensive coordinator Eric Harbaugh, our D-line coach Nick Lamphere, our tight ends and receivers coach Andy Payton, our offensive line coach John Dunford, our DBs coaches Joe Davis, and our quarterbacks coach Devin Moore. We also got our JV coaches, Ryan Dabney, the head coach of the JV, and Ryan Smiley is the assistant coach. And then our freshman coaches are Jared Johnson, he's the head coach, Stuart Rickards, the defensive coordinator, and Ellie Lanier, which is also part of the DB coach. And of all those coaches, six are former Warhawks, six guys that I've coached. So they're starting to come back around now. That's how old I am and starting to help out in the program now.
And how many kids are out for football?
No, total in our program, we're about 110 total in the whole program. We were looking at about a good 45 at the varsity level. 20-25 at the sophomore level, and 35-40 at the freshman level.
Okay, and how many letter winners and, like, returners do we have coming back?
Right now we're looking at 19 letter winners returning from last year. You know, a lot of that is on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we return 9 of the 11 on the defensive side of the ball, but we do also have some guys who play some significant minutes that'll be back for us there. Offensively, we return two guys, two linemen. Elijah Lindley's our center. And then Drew Huntley's be a four-year starter for us. He's mostly on the defensive side of the ball, but he's going to help us out on the offensive side of the ball a little bit too.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore. He's the head football coach for Waterloo West here on the Coach's Huddle. Last Friday, he had a scrimmage at Waverly against Waverly Shell Rock, Cedar Rapids Prairie. Were you happy with your team's performance?
Well, I was happy with our team performance. And, you know, going out against those two quality programs in Waverly in the 4A and Prairie in 5A, two playoff teams, I thought we held our own. We did some great things. And I saw some young, especially our offense, really do some production on that side of the ball. So, you know, I was happy the way we played out there and the competition, which we really needed, was great for us.
Sounds like defense will have the most experience going into this year.
Yeah, they have the most experience for us, you know, going in and understanding the plan, how to play on a Friday night and things like that. They don't guarantee us nothing. Just experience. That's it. And having that opportunity to know some of the things that's going to happen on the Friday night, especially on the East-West game where, you know, we're going to pack the stands and be able to stay focused throughout the game.
We're talking with the head football coach of Waterloo West, Lonnie Moore. Nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. And who's going to be the quarterback for Waterloo West? I'm sure you're asked about that.
Yeah,
about
I've been
10 times a day.
Yeah, we get asked that a lot. Right now, we still got two guys battling out. We got pretty much who we think we're going to do. We're just not ready to publicly announce it, but Wesley Evans and Brady Dean, both are battling it out. Two quarterbacks, they're very, very smart guys, 3.8 and higher GPA type guys, and they're picking up the offense very well. Very smart, make good decisions with the ball, and that's been a key for us this year. So we're excited about either one of those guys going out and representing us on the offensive side of the ball.
How about some of the other skilled positions? I know that you lost a lot of kids through graduation. Who are gonna fill those holes?
Yeah, you know, running back wise, is, you know, we're gonna have Brandon Baller. He got some carries last year as a junior, just didn't want to be starter behind Cavell Fay last year, so he'll be toting the rod at the running back position. Our receivers will be Courtney Gladney, Bryce Westermeyer, Deshaun Kemp, and Torian Dawes. That's two seniors, a junior, and a sophomore. Guys that got a lot of reps over the summer doing camps and 707s and those things, but we do have some other guys that'll be in that mix. Defensively, with our skill guys, we start with linebacker. We got Brandon Baller, who's going to go both ways for us. But then you got Andrew Klein and Destin McMurrin. Destin's a sophomore, very good athlete. He's going to play some linebacker for us. At the DB spot, you got Courtney Gladney, and Ben Frazier. One's a senior, and Ben Frazier's the junior. And then at our safety spots, we got also a senior in Jacob Moeller and Nathan Klein at the other safety spot for us. I think D-line is where we bring back a lot of our experience. We got some guys that's 2 and 3 year starters for us, a 3 year player for us. You know, you got Keegan Nystrom, he's going to play on the D-line for us. Drew Huntley, Dalton Ulrich, all guys who was on that line last year. And then Brayton Riggle, he's a sophomore who we brought up as a freshman last year, and he got some snaps in there and really improved over the summer and got in the weight room and ready to go.
You like your schedule, the way it's set up?
Yeah, I mean, nothing to complain about is what the state gave us, and we'll take what they give us. And, I mean, we got to play who they put on our schedule. So we go down and, you know, first game is going to probably be the most important game, you know, one because it's the first game. But we do got some other opponents down there. We got to go and play some. We play at home. We play Valley. And I know they're particularly one of the top teams in the state this year. And then we also got Waukee Northwest. Yeah. And we get to play at their stadium. I got a chance to see that stadium one time I was down in Des Moines. It's a great stadium. I think our players are going to really like it. So we get a chance to go down there and get a chance to play.
Lonnie Moore, he's the head coach of Waterloo West, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Last year, 3 wins, and I know you got a senior class that very determined to take that next step and get the Wahawks back into the postseason like you were just a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it all offseason, especially when we go to camps and, you know, have breaks in camps and things, and we just kind of sit down and kind of figure out, you know, what's going to be our motto this year and our goals for the team. One thing they all decided that, you know, we want to make the playoffs. We want to put a banner in our gym. They're very excited about doing that and reaching that goal, and they know what it's going to take. So we want to turn the season around. You know, they weren't happy about last year's season. There were some games there that we kind of just gave away. Other than, you know, turn the ball over and not doing what we're supposed to do. So we want to make sure we prepare for all these games and ready to go.
All right. Friday night, you open up the season at Memorial Stadium against your big rival, Waterloo East. And, you know, I'm sure you guys are ready to play right now. How's preparation gone for your game?
It's going. I mean, it's the first game like everybody else. You don't know, you know, what they're going to do. So we want to make sure we prepare for everything. You know, they got a lot of returners back from last year. So they're going to be ready to go. They got our attention right away. You know, we know they got tons of guys that played some experience last year that's coming back this year. Quarterback is going to be a great kid they got that's been there for 3 years, and I know he's going to lead them on the offensive side of the ball. And we also noticed the running back, also the tough kid that we're going to have to make sure we get a lot of guys around the game tackle because he's tough to bring down. So it's going to be a good game. I mean, it's always a West-East game. You know, it's always going to be competitive. Those guys have known each other since middle school, and it's going to be bragging rights. So it's going to be a great game to be out there at Memorial Stadium.
Waterloo West has won 10 in a row in the series, but, Coach, you were down 14-13 going into the fourth quarter last year, but you were able to rally to grab the win.
Yeah, East played really good last year and played really well and put us in a situation where we had to rally and come back, and it's expected this year. They're going to be a good team. He's doing a good job with that group, very disciplined group. So we're expecting no other than the same thing as last year, a tough, hard-nosed game.
All right, before we let you go, Coach Moore, our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle, do you have any favorite first game of the season memories during your coaching career? I mean, was there like a particular game, maybe an opponent or maybe a funny memory that occurred that you remember?
Yeah, the first thing I could think of is my first game as the head coach here at Waterloo West High. We were down at Dubuque Senior playing down at their stadium, and we were, you know, about to win the game, coming to an end, and I noticed the guys in the back starting to get the water cooler and those things, and I hushed that right away. And I know they were excited for my first win and first game, but, you know, I wanted to make sure they understood that wasn't our goal, is to win the first game. So I'm glad I noticed it and put a stop to it. I still remember that, but they were heading over to try to get me on that one, so they didn't get a chance to get me on that one. So that was good.
So you disallowed the Gatorade bath,
the
right?
Gatorade bath, yeah, especially for a first game. It was the first game of the season. And, you know, they all said, man, it was your first win, Coach. We happy for you. And I'm glad they were happy for me. Yeah. Like that. I just thought, you know, goal-wise, that wasn't our goal, and we were looking to do bigger things.
Okay. And, well, Lonnie Moore, best of luck Friday night. You take on Waterloo East at Memorial Stadium. That'll be a home game for Waterloo West, despite that being the home stadium for both the Trojans and Wahawks. Good luck, and let's talk about a win next Wednesday here on the Coach's Huddle.
Thank you, Mark, and we appreciate everything you guys do for the Cedar Valley. So thank you for everything, and go Wahawks.
Pleasure is ours. He's the longtime head coach for Waterloo West, Lonnie Moore. Nice enough to join us. Coming up next, we'll talk Sailor football with Brad Schmidt, the head coach of Waterloo Columbus. We'll be right back after this. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. We're here every Wednesday night throughout the high school football season. Joining us now, in his, he's in double digits now, in his 10th year as the head coach at Waterloo Columbus, Brad Schmidt. Brad, good to see you again.
Yeah, Mark, always highlight of my week.
Last year you go 6-4, and a lot of kids coming back, a lot of excitement for Waterloo Columbus. You're ranked number 7 in the state, Class 1A. You've got to feel good about getting the preseason love.
Yeah, a couple people said that to me whenever they came out, and I hadn't been paying attention to it. But, yeah, I mean, that's based off what we've done the past few years. I mean, this is a new year, and we feel good about our senior group. We feel good about our juniors, sophomores who will contribute. And, these kids have really, really put a lot of time and effort into their training and their strength and conditioning to get ready for the upcoming season.
Coach, how about the weather? Got to be the big storyline this week. How have you dealt with the heat?
Well, we went normal time Monday, Tuesday. We're going after this tonight, 7:30 to 9. And tomorrow, we'll go from 5 to 6:15 just to kind of stay out of those that time frame where, they want you out of the index, the elements. But, the nice thing is everybody's dealing with it. And it's not like we haven't You know, it's Iowa in August. Yeah. It gets hot. So, yeah, just the time, switching the times up and going later than you normally would, kind of breaking routine a little bit. But other than that, you know, the kids have been great. You know, I'm trying to get in their heads, hey, you know, yeah, it's hot, but we wish it were hotter. So, you know, have that mindset and come out ready to go.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, here on the Coach's Huddle. Tell us about your coaching staff. Who are your assistants?
Okay, yeah, we got Dan Knipp back. Dan's been with us for a long time. Dan coached me when I played. Mitch Ram, who's been with us, I think he's going on year 7 or year 8. Nick Bellamy, he does our strength and conditioning, does an excellent job with those guys throughout the year, and this will be his third or fourth year with us. And then I got two former players who played in the 2018 season for us, Donald Patnode and Caden Ludwig, who, you know, they were that first senior group that kind of got the tide turned for us when we went 7-2 and missed the playoffs, I think 5 or 6 years ago. Gosh, all the years are running together. But it's a good staff. You know, we've had some pretty good continuity, and it's nice to have some former players come back and help out.
Yeah, you've won 36 games over the last 5 years. Got to like the direction the program's headed.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, you come in those early years and you think you know a lot, and you really don't. You know, it's hard to win high school football games. You know, there's a lot of good coaches throughout the state, especially up here in Northeast Iowa. We've kind of run the gauntlet there, and you know, it's definitely something that we hang our hats on. And you know, it feels good to look where we were at when we took over and where we're at now, knowing that the program is in a much, much better spot. And but at the same time, you know, we're not satisfied. We're still hungry, and we're wanting to kind of break the ceiling and get over the hump, get down the road.
Yeah,
that would be ideal. We say play in November, but yeah, that would be awesome.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head coach. Who are the key players returning? I know you have some talented athletes coming back for Columbus.
Yeah, we're good up front. You know, Mason Knipp is a senior. We got 5 senior offensive linemen: Mason Knipp, Trey Robinson, Carter Seliger at center, Henry Erie at left guard, and Ryan Weber at left tackle. I got Nick Merrifield, another senior at tight end, doing some linebacker. He's a linebacker for us as well. We got our quarterback back in Carter Lockhart, and our running back back in Parker Chelson. Miles Gardner would be a 3-year starter for us. Nick Haggerty, Thomas Steele. I could go down the list. Aiden Hosh, Thomas Watt, a number of kids who, you know, maybe didn't play a huge role for us last year, have really stepped up and have been checking boxes and doing everything we've asked of them, you know, from the end of the season in November till now, and it's shown, and we're very proud of those guys, and we're really looking forward to Friday night.
All right, I know you got a lot of talented kids coming back. You kind of alluded to it. You have the depth on this team.
Well, I think in our classification, very few teams have what you would call depth. You know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, the guys that spoke before me, you know, they have position battles that you know, ones and twos, there's probably not much discrepancy at some of those positions where guys overtake, or, you know, they have conversations about personnel after practices, where we still do that. But, you know, we got 35 kids out, 9 through 12, which isn't a ton of kids, but, you know, we don't worry about that. I mean, it is what it is. You control what you control. And we like the kids that we have, and depth or no depth, you know, we're going to have a number of kids going both ways, just like I think most of the teams in 1A do. So it's been a challenge to get these kids conditioned and ready to go, and this heat certainly doesn't help that out. But like I said earlier to a friend of mine, everybody's under the same guidelines right now, so there's really no competitive advantage. Everybody's dealing with the heat, and we'll be ready to go.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head football coach. They reshuffled the districts. You're in Class 1A, District 4, along with Albernette, East Marshall, Grundy Center, Hudson, South Hardin, Grundy Center, the number one ranked team in the state. They move up from Class A to Class 1A, and that's a kind of a North Iowa Cedar League feel to this.
Yeah, it's a, you know, when we saw that schedule came out, it was definitely you know, some teams you really have no experience with, you know, from a football perspective, you know, where we were used to playing you know, Northeast Iowa, New Hampton, North Fayette, Monticello, Waukon for all those years, and then, you know, the last few years with Dyke, and I mean, we still have West Branch on the schedule in the non-district. But yeah, it's always interesting and fun when you get to, you know, travel to some new towns and play new opponents. So yeah, we're looking forward to the 8 opportunities we have to showcase what the hard work that we've put in, and you know, we got a nice little rivalry with Beckman for the past few years. So looking forward to going to Dyersville on Friday and showcasing that hard work we've been putting in.
All right, Beckman coming off a 4-4 season. They got a new head coach. How difficult is that to prepare for?
It's difficult. It's difficult because you know, you don't really know what you're going to get. You know, I know where he's coming from. I think he was a defensive coordinator at Wapsie Valley. So you can go back and look at some of their stuff from last year and try and get a gauge on, you know, what they did defensively. I know that Beckman retained a large number of their staff from the past year. So I'm assuming they'll be pretty similar to what they were doing last year, but you never know. I mean, they're a lot of two tight end sets where they could come out and completely spread you out with 10 personnel. So you got to be prepared for everything. And this first week, I mean, they're going to have a pretty good idea of what we're doing based on the film that we showed last year. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to blocking and tackling and execution. Team makes fewer mistakes. I mean, football is not rocket science. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're able to block well, be able to tackle well, you know, you'll be in a good position to get the job done.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, the Waterloo Columbus head football coach. Before we let you go, our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle, do you have any favorite first game of the season memories during your coaching career?
Man, I probably got a few I'd like to forget, but I shouldn't say that. No, speaking on Donald and Caden, their senior year, was that group that kind of changed the vibe or the culture that you know we've been able to maintain for a number of years here. We're at Iowa Falls, and you know, we had won 4 games the last 4 years, and we went to Iowa Falls, and it was kind of a back and forth game. A big storm came, so we had to go in the bus barn and, you know, waited out for about hour and came back out, and I think it was a 1 possession game. We end up going down, kicking a field goal, make it a 2 possession game, and we ended up getting the W, which, you know, that year we went 7-2, you know, and missed the playoffs on the RPI. But that was, you know, for us, that was a big turning point in what we've done and the success that we've had. And you got to credit that senior group that, like I said, I have two of them are back helping out now.
Brad Schmidt, head coach of Waterloo Columbus. Good luck Friday at Dyersville Beckman. Look forward to talking with you on next Wednesday and all season long here on the Coach's Huddle.